So the second pasuk of the nevuah and the bracha about Yehuda, Yaakov Avinu says, Gur Arye Yehuda, which literally means that a lion cub is Yehuda. Now we know that this is referring to David HaMelech, that he comes from Shevet Yehuda. Even though in the bracha of Moshe Rabbeinu to Shevet Dan, he also says, Dan Gur Arye. And Mepharshim explained that seemingly, is it belong to Yehuda or is it belong to Shevet Dan? So it's explained that the mother of David is from Shevet Dan, and obviously the father of David is from Shevet Yehuda. That's why they're both Gur Arye, they both refer to the lion. Now, I want to share a fascinating inyan from the Rebbe's father, Reb Levick, on this inyan of Don Gur Arye. About Yehuda, Gur Arye Yehuda. If you take the word Gur Arye, Gur Arye has the gematria Tav Chav Hei, which is 425. Now, what is 425? What is that meramez on? What does that tell us anything about? So you have to know a little bit in Kabbalah, and that is that the name of the Eivishter, Shakai, is Shin Dalad Yud. That name represents Yesoid. How do we see that? For example, you take the words Tzadik, Yesoid, Oilam. The Rosh Tevis and Soif Tevis of those words are Shin Dalad Yud. That's what it comes out to, the Gematria. But the Shem Shakai represents Sfiras HaYesoid. Tav Chav Hei is exactly one ois after Shin Dalad Yud. Shin goes into Tav, Yud goes into Chav, and Dalad goes into Hei, which represents Sfiras HaMalchus, which comes after Sfiras HaYesoid. And that's why Gur Arye is Gematria Tav Chav Hei. And we find the same thing regarding David HaMelech, which we know David HaMelech, Malchus is compared to the lev, to the heart. Melech hu lev shel klal Yisrael. David is gematria 14, and he also fought 18 milchamos. And the Rebbe's father says, why 18 milchamos? Because the 14 of David plus 18 milchamos gives you lev, gives you the inyan of heart. The lev shel klal Yisrael. As well, the word krav milchama, which is in reference to David, is also Gematria Tav Chav Hei, 425. And we find that Tehillim, which David HaMelech wrote, finishes off with Koel HaNeshama Tehalel. Now take the Rosh HaTevis, Koel HaNeshama Tehalel. What is the Rosh HaTevis of those three words? Tav Chav Hei, Koel HaNeshama Tehalel. And there you have it, the Dinyan of Malchus is associated with Gur Arye, with the union of Tav Chav Hei, with the union of David HaMelech. But even more than that, the pasuk continues, and in the other inyan, he says, Lo Yosir Shevet Mi Yehuda, the rod shall not depart from Yehuda, mechaykik mi bein raglav, nor the lawgiver from between his feet, ad ki yavai shiloi, until shiloi comes, v'lo yikas amim, and his will be the assemblage of all nations. So Rashi says that yavai shiloi, what is shiloi? It's referring to Melech HaMashiach, sha'amelucha shiloi, that the melucha belongs to him, which we actually know that Yavai Shiloi itself is Gematria Mashiach. Shiloi is 345. Yavai is 13. Yavai Shiloi itself is the Gematria of Mashiach. Now, it's fascinating what Rashi says on the word Shiloi. Why is Mashiach called Shiloi? Which we know that in the times of the Gemara, that there were different machlekes and of what the name of Mashiach is, Menachem Shiloh Yaneh Chanina, that's Rosh HaTevis, of the word Mashiach. But Rashi says an interesting thing. He brings out a medrash agada. A medrash. That the word shiloi is actually two words. Shiloi. Shiloi means a present to him. And he brings the pasuk, Yavilu Shai Lamoira, which means that they will bring a gift to the revered one. And what does that mean in practical things? That the Mashiach, the world is going to bring matonais, they're going to bring presents for Mashiach, that the entire, all the nations of the world are going to recognize the inyan of Mashiach, and they're going to bring him presents. Now, another interesting thing that Yehuda is blessed with, Chachlichei Nayim Yayin, Uleven Shinayim Echolov, and that he it says he's going to be red-eyed from wine and white-toothed from milk. It's going to be so much milk that your teeth will be white. Now, what does this have to do with the inyan of David? What does this have to do with the inyan of Melucha? So that actually the Rebbe's father connects it to the fact that the Yehudim, there's an inyan of Livsume Bipurya Adlayod, the drinking wine on Purim. The Gzeira on Purim was against the Yehudim, which that's the inyan of Chachlilei Nayim Yayin. And also we find the interesting thing in the Gemara that Rabbi Yehuda, he was called Shinina. He actually had big teeth. And the Rebbe connects it to Ben Shinayim Echolav. The bracha of Yehuda is the bracha of the Shein. It's a bracha of the Shinayim. But I want to share with you a Geshmak of Art. Other is coming. What he connects it to, there's an interesting medrash where the medrash says that one of Haman's tainas was Yeshnoi Am Echad. There is a nation. And he says the word Yeshnoi is from the word Shein. That there is a nation that all they're involved with is their teeth, is their mouth. That they fress and they eat, and instead of just, you know, whatever, saying that they're memala taiva, they say lechavet Shabbos Kodesh, lechavet Yom Tov, that it's all about their shein, it's all about their eating. But the inyan is that when Mashiach comes back to Shai Loi, it says the Eibishter will give each of the tzaddikim shin yud oylemis. Lahanchal oya ve'yesh, that you're going to have shin yud oylemis. Every single yid is going to have special matanais given to them from the Abish.